Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
The HSE have said they don't have the funding to help people stop vaping. And there's calls now to try and make it a priority because the Health Service sees it as an increase in people who are out looking for help for vaping and the use of other nicotine pouches. Labour TD Conor Sheehan is with me on the line today because, Conor, this is in response to a parliamentary question. Why did you bring this up?
Yes. Good afternoon, Andrea, and congratulations again to Donegal. great to see you in the All-Ireland final. Basically, I raised this because anecdotally, I was hearing an awful lot more of people who were concerned, say, about the increase in vaping and the increase in the use of nicotine pouches. And I've been engaged with the Irish Cancer Society as well. And what the Irish Cancer Society have told me that they have seen is that obviously single-use vapes have been banned in the UK since the start of June. And obviously the minister here, the Minister of State, Jennifer Mernane O'Connor, is working on legislation at the moment to ban single-use vapes here and to ban flavours. And we've already banned the sale of vapes to under 18. Mm. But what the Irish Cancer Society told me is what they saw in the UK is that as the legislation was being anticipated to ban single-use vapes, as it is sort of being anticipated here, that, say, big tobacco was moving itself or reorientating itself away from marketing single-use vapes towards marketing these nicotine pouches. So I wanted to check with the HSE to see what supports would be available to an individual were they to contact the QUIT programme to look for assistance in either coming off vapes or nicotine pouches. Because I do think that smoking is on the decline and has been consistently on the decline.
So the current programme, Conor, only supports people quitting tobacco or people quitting a dual use of tobacco and nicotine products together. Is that right?
Yes. And that's what the reply came back to me. And I think you're going to see a new generation of people who are going to contact the HSE QUIT programme looking for help in terms of quitting, you know, nicotine addiction, whether it be through vapes or through the pouches and not through smoking. Because I think, you know, if you think of, say, a teenager now, a teenager, and I know this, most of my friends are teachers, a teenager now is much more likely to get hooked to nicotine on a Fruity Tooty or a Blue Raz flavoured disposable vape than they are on a traditional cigarette.
Columnist with the Irish Independent, JJ Clark, is joining us too, Conor. You've stopped vaping, JJ. Do we have any supports? Is there enough support or should there be more supports for people trying to do what you did?
I don't think so. Like, as a former vapor, I think that, I suppose support, especially for, you know, young minds, like 15 to 25-year-olds, which is the sort of main catchment area of vapors and nicotine pouch users, they're not logging on to the HSE website. They're not going to quit, you know, to see how they can quit and or like these nicotine pouches or vapes. So I think people should just, like, in my opinion, they should just get on with it. Banning, as Conor said, banning vapes writ large and nicotine pouches is the way to go. You can still advertise in a shop, in shop fronts. You can see the vaping, you know, the vapes, the single-use vapes behind the counter. You can't with cigarettes, so that's a move in the right direction. Also, nicotine pouches, like if you go to a HSE website, they're recommending NRT, which is nicotine replacement therapy, which is using nicotine to get off nicotine, which I think is completely ineffective.
How difficult did you find it to try and quit vaping?
It's incredibly difficult. Like, I was going through two single-use vapes a day. So to put that into perspective, 20 packets of cigarettes is equivalent of one single-use vape, which is 600 puffs. So I was going through two of them, so 1,200 puffs a day, because there's no environment that you can't vape in. You can vape inside, you can vape in your car, you can vape in the bathrooms at work. You know, you can vape anywhere, you know, in the toilet on the plane, There's no limit on it. And if you walk into a room that someone's been vaping in, there's just a pleasant smell of strawberries. You know, there's not this manky smell in your hair of cigarette, like after a night out.
Yeah, and even though people, you know, despite the legal ramifications of that, people are just doing it anyway. They're vaping everywhere, JJ.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you go into a nightclub, like, after a certain point, they're not enforcing, like, bouncers are not enforcing, you know, kicking
but
people
you see,
out
it's
and saying,
up to the
hey,
pubs, though,
that.
Isn't it, in the restaurants? It's sort of, it's kind of nearly been left up to people to decide themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, that's why, like, you know, I mean, it's impossible to police. And so you have to choose the path of least resistance, which is banning it, because if you make it slightly difficult for people to do something, they're actually not going to do it as much. Granted, with I suppose with teenagers, there's going to be a large cohort of teenagers that are obviously just going to try something new. Mm. And then before they know it, they're going to get hooked. But if you ban it, if you take away the opportunity, then less people, if you were to ban alcohol tomorrow, you would see a decline in alcohol consumption. It stands to reason. You know, obviously people from the north come down to the local shop in, you know, the south. They bulk buy a load of, before a wedding, before a festival, whatever, they bulk buy a load of vapes, buy them for their friends and then go back up. You know, no one's checking for that, like, you know, in people's cars, like.
Listener here has got in touch to say, my lads at home, they're all taking nicotine pouches. They're 18, 20 and 23. Niamh is with us as well. Niamh, I believe you currently vape, but you're trying to quit. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm currently vaping. I have moments where I want to quit, but I kind of keep falling back into it. And I've looked up before about quitting and I kind of came across the same information as quitting for smoking, but nothing that was particularly for vaping. And what kind of came up quite a lot was actually ads for vapes that had no nicotine, that were just flavored air, like just selling me another product. Or the only thing I actually found that may work to help my cravings was the silly things I found online, like from TikTok, of flavored like gum,
are they like nicotine gums or something, is it?
No, just chewing gum.
Just, okay.
Like putting mint and ice in your water so you get that hit in your throat. Like these things that are subtle, but you're still not having nicotine. I'm finding the lack of information really, that's what makes me struggle to try and quit.
And there's a lack of information, is there, even when you go looking for it?
There's lack of information, yeah. It tells me what the effects are more for smoking. Like, if you keep smoking, these are the effects on your body, but nothing in particular for vaping, as far as I could tell. But, yeah, I'm finding more ways to quit from other people trying to quit online rather than reliable sources from the HSE.
Yeah, and that's not ideal, Connor. Sure, it's not. Like the last thing, you know, I'm sure the health advisory bodies want is Niamh and others turning to TikTok to try and get advice about this.
No, that's exactly the point, Andrea, and I think that was a really well made by Niamh there. And I think, right, to be fair, Tim, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who's somebody I would disagree with from time to time, described vaping as the revenge of the tobacco industry. And he's probably right. And I'd say the revenge of the tobacco industry against vaping is these nicotine pouches. And you just need to keep one step ahead of big tobacco. I mean, a friend of mine, we were at a wedding recently. He went to a newsagent's very near the hotel in order to get something. And he was offered three nicotine pouches as sort of like a sample from the guy who was working in the shop. He came back and he didn't have a clue what they were. He put them down. He said, What are these? And I said, they're nicotine pouches. And I said, that's actually so alarming because these things are incredibly addictive. And if you really didn't know what they were, I mean, they look harmless enough, just a little fabric-y thing that you put inside your lip. But they're really addictive. And at the moment, you could go in and buy a nicotine pouch at 15 years of age. I mean, there's no regulation there at all. There's a bit of regulation around vapes now.
Do many of your friends, Niamh, do many of them vape?
A lot, actually. And in different stages of never wanting to quit, or it's only a thing for a night out. But I think I'm one of the only ones that's kind of in that in between of maybe I'll quit, maybe I won't. trying and keep failing.
Yeah, like it is pretty alarming to hear you talk about how difficult it is to maybe come across some of the information you're looking for. Anne has got in touch. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. She says, it's cost me a fortune to try and get my teenage son off vaping. It's so expensive to buy nicotine patches, so it should be supported just like smoking. Lamo's with us on the line. Lamo, you're 23. Do you vape? Do many of your peers vape?
I don't vape, but every single young person I know vapes, and almost every single university student, if you're standing outside the lecture theatres, you'll see people vaping. In between, like if there's a 15-minute break in between lectures, people immediately all go outside to vape. If you're at any kind of party, any kind of event, anything, everyone's vaping. If you're going out, even just for like social drinks, there's an entire crowd of people all just vaping. And it's ironic, really, because vaping was supposed to help people quit cigarettes, but I now see more people my age who start vaping, and then that's what gets them into nicotine. And then they're, well, I'm already vaping, I might as well start smoking. And then it's only over like the last 2 years that suddenly nicotine pouches have exploded. Like when I started in university, none of us knew nicotine pouches were. Everyone was vaping. Yeah. But now every single first year, they all have nicotine pouches. And some of them actually have like snus itself, actual snus. And I had actually never seen this before until I saw all of the first years this year, like hiding pouches or tucking things under their lips. And I was wondering what the hell's going on. And that's how I found out about it, because it is the next generation. It is the next big thing. And it's like trying to swat flies. We have a big campaign against cigarettes. People realize cigarettes are bad. We need to have a campaign against vape so people actually know the consequences, the side effects. There needs to be as much support for people on any form of nicotine addiction. Like it shouldn't be about the product or the source that it is or the shape that it is in now. It needs to target nicotine itself. It should be any product that contains nicotine is how it should be targeted. Because at the moment, all the legislation, all the regulation, it's all too specific. All of the advice and all the support groups, it's too specific. So all the tobacco industry or nicotine industries need to do is change the shape of the product, the context of the product, and then they reintroduce it again. And it's a vicious cycle of fly swatting. If we actually target nicotine and supports for nicotine addiction in of itself, I think it would be much more effective, because it's ridiculous. Everyone's addicted to it.
Yeah. Did you mention, JJ, sorry, what was the timeline for how long it took you to try and stop vaping or quit vaping?
Well, I've been kind of sort of on again, off again, on again, off again for since 2022. But I've been off them, what, 3-4 weeks now? I suppose I use just in relation to Niamh's comments there rather than TikTok. There's a book called The Easy Way to Give Up Smoking, and there's a similar one called The Easy Way to Give Up Vaping. And I found that really helpful, but it didn't make me stop completely. Like I had to, you know, get an app on my phone where I stopped, you know, I counted how many days, you're 10 days off nicotine, you're 20 days off nicotine, and, you know, list all the health benefits. And these are free apps that you can get. Even stuff like I adjusted my walk to work because I know that on the way there's a 2 for €10 deal on vapes. So I can get 2 vapes for €10. And I just walked another way to work to avoid that. So sort of behavioral changes. But that was like a 2 week period. I'm still sort of pining for them. You know, that's a sort of sense of how addictive they are, that like still, like when I'm waiting at a bus stop or, you know, in a smoking area, a nightclub, I'm like, oh, it would be great to have a vape right now, which is, you know, a testament to how addictive nicotine is. And I agree with the point just made there, just on targeting nicotine rather than, you know, you shouldn't blame the bottle. You should blame the, you know, the alcohol inside the bottle. You should blame the thing that's causing the pain, not the vehicle of it. You know, so nicotine, I think that's a great point and a point well made just on that front. But about 10 days of pining really badly for, you know, nicotine.
Where do we go from here, Conor? I mentioned you tabled a parliamentary question about this, and that's where the information came back from the HSE to say they don't have the funding to really help people, I suppose, you know, to tackle vaping or the nicotine pouch addiction, that it's under, it's currently under the quit smoking programmes. Is there anything else can be done about this in the new Dáil term?
Well, I suppose the first thing I'd say is that when Minister Jennifer Mernain O'Connor brings forward her legislation around single-use vapes that needs to be future-proofed to ensure that that includes other and methods of nicotine consumption, such as patches. We also need to see an awareness campaign, I suppose, in general around nicotine consumption, but on the issues that are there around these pouches and vaping. I mean, I'm somebody that vapes myself from time to time. Like, I used to be a smoker. I don't yeah. smoke generally anymore. And in some ways, I have found vaping much, much trickier than smoking. One, because you can do it in all sorts of places where you couldn't smoke. But B, because it is actually more, much more addictive. I find it much more addictive in comparison.
Even though it was sort of set out to sort of, you know, be the kind of the barrier or the bridge to help people give up the fags. Interesting text from Jen in Dublin. She says, as a non-smoker for the past 27 years, and I've never vaped, I hate being indoors with people vaping. One of your interviewees said it's just an unpleasant smell. No, I disagree. It gives me a really sore throat. It's illegal to vape on planes and in lots of other places. I have friends who vape and they're always getting sinus infections, chest infections. They have a constant cough. It's got to be so unhealthy, according to Jen. I'm kind of inclined to agree with her. I absolutely hate sitting beside somebody that's vaping with that real strawberry sweet smell that you get off some of them. It's absolutely disgusting. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Amanda says, I quit smoking 20 years ago and I still crave a cigarette in certain social situations. Yeah, a lot of people too talking about the smell, the taste of the vapes that are out there, the vaping smoke that you get. Look, another listener though makes the point, you know, I smoked for years and years, found it really difficult, and vaping was the only thing that actually helped me to cut down on the fags, and I eventually managed to get off them. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com, if you want to get in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.